So we know that Hoshana Rabbah, the Zohar has a very beautiful lashon by Hoshana Rabbah. The Zohar says, Tochazi Bahu Yama Bahu Yama Pocket Malkala Mehar Piskin Santaria Umistai Madinin. It's on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, that the Pocket Malka, the king, goes out and gives the piskin, literally gives the petak, gives a little piece of paper, upon which our gzar din, upon which our decree for the year is written, and he gives it to the santario. He gives it over to the officers of the court, that today the judgment for the year is recorded in the Beis Din Shel Malah. And the Zohar goes on to discuss so beautifully what happens on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, what happens on the day of Hoshana Rabbah. Incredible, incredible, beautiful and meaningful words just about the nature of today as a Yom Hadin. Rav Shlomo Kluger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, asks a very simple question. I don't understand. He says, if Hoshana Rabbah is such a great day, such a day of din, then what? Why isn't it recorded in the Torah's Hanigla? And I will say, we have two Torahs. Don't get nervous. We're still playing for the right team. We have two Torahs, right? There's Torah's Hanigla and Torah's Hanistar. So Torah's Hanigla is, again, Chumish, Gemara, Mishnah. Torah's Hanistar is Zohar. Is Chassidus, is Kabbalah. You won't find a trace. There's not a hint to the greatness of Hoshana Rabbah in Torah Sanigla. There's not a hint. There's no mention of it. Only in Torah Sanistar, I will say, if you look in Hasidic literature, it's rife, it's filled with so many beautiful ideas about Hoshana Rabbah. That's what I was there. So Yom HaDin. See, I thought I was done with Din. I thought after Ne'ilah, I'm good to go. And now I find out that I'm not. Today I find out that Mamash today is another Yom HaDin. So we use Yom Noram Nigunim. So why isn't it included in Torah Sanigla? So Shlomo Kluger gives an amazing answer. He says very simply, he says, because there's a mitzvah of Yom Tov, of Vissamachta Bechagecha. There's a mitzvah of Yom Tov, Vissamachta Bechagecha. There's a mitzvah to rejoice. And what happens if it was pronounced that Hoshana Rabbah was a Yom HaDin? What would happen? It would take away from the Simcha. Therefore, again, the Ribbono Shel Olam felt it important to preserve the Vissamachta Bechagecha element. And therefore, what? And therefore, Lamaisa, there's no mention of Hoshana Rabbah as a Yom HaDin in the Torah's Hanigla, just in the Torah's Hanistar. But I want to share with you what I think perhaps is another approach. You know, today is the yahrzeit of the great tzaddik, Rav David Moshe of Charkov, the Charkov Rebbe. So Charkov was one of the sons of the Rishner. So the Rishner, Bisrael of Rishin, was one of the great tzaddikim. Was a great grandson of the Magid of Mezrich. So Rav David Moshe's yahrzeit is today, is Hoshana Rabbah. So he had a beautiful insight. He said, why is it that we call this day Hoshana Rabbah? What's the pshat? So again, the simple answer is, because the Hoshana refers to the Aravos. Today we don't just take two Aravos, part of the Lulav, we take a whole bundle of Aravos. It could also refer to the Hakafos that we make around the Bima. Hoshana Rabbah Deval out of Hakafos. He says something amazing. I just want to read this to you, because it's mind-blowing. He says, Dihine ka'is kazos nigmar adin shal yomim noroim. On this day of Hoshana Rabbah, the din of Yom Noroim is completed. Uzikukim b'nei Yisrael rachamim merubim. And we need a lot of divine compassion, ultimately, on this day. Lefichach mevim hamalochim kironos meleim amiras amen yehesh mei Rabbah. Kedei sheheim yamlitzu tov al Yisrael. You know, sometimes you get to a point in life where I've kind of exhausted all of my possibilities already, and I just need to figure out what else I can do to tip the scales. So this is the chart cover based on the Zohar. You know what's happening in Shemayim today? Today the Malachim, who are our advocates, the Malachim who want us to succeed, you know what they're doing? They're bringing wagonfuls of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbos to the Beis Din Shel Malah. They bring, why Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah? Because the Gemara says, Kala Ona Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah B'chol Kocho Korin Lo Gizardino. Because whoever answers Amen Yehesh Rabbah with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with Kavana, they tear up his negative decree. So it says a chart cover on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, when again, we've done everything, truth is, we've really done everything we can to do tshuva. So now I just need a little extra help. So what are they doing ultimately again in Shemayim? The Malachim are bringing wagonfuls of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah. Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah. Ultimately again to the Beis Din Shel Malah to tip the scales in our favor, says the chart cover. That's why it's called Hoshana Rabbah. It's called Hoshana Rabbah because today there's a Yeshua. And what's the Yeshua based on? Where does the Yeshua come from? From Rabbah. From Yehesh Mei Rabbah. Today is Hoshana, today is the day of salvation that comes about because the Malachim gather all of the Yemen Yehesh Mirabas, ultimately, that we've answered throughout the year, dumps them on the scales of the Beis Din Shamayim Rabbos, and we are absolutely certain that all of those Yemen Yehesh Mirabas tip the scales in our favor and inscribe us and seal us for a beautiful year. But I think that there's a beautiful message that comes ultimately again from this idea of the chart cover. What does it mean that the Malachim spend Hoshana Rabbah going ahead and placing all of the Yemen Yehesh Rabbahs on the scales and the Beis Din Shamayim? That's the Hoshana Rabbah. Today's the day Hoshana of Salvation because Yemen Yehesh Rabbah. Perhaps it's a different Yesod. You know, we'll say, we've spoken about this before, we've spoken about this on first day Yom Tiv. The Ribono Shel Olam does not need perfection from us. He doesn't need us to be perfect. He doesn't, like the Esrog, he doesn't need us to be perfect. He doesn't need us to be blemish-free. He doesn't need us to be tzaddikim. He just needs us to try. He just needs us to put in effort. He just needs us to try to push ourselves just to be a little bit holier, just to be a little bit better, just to be a little bit more magnificent, a little bit more luminescent. So perhaps here's the idea. You know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are all about the big things in life. Right? What are the Yomim Noran about? What do we do on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So I'll tell you, we all know, what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? I took a step back, and I looked at my life. I took a step back, and I looked at me. And I said, you know what? Baruch Hashem, I accomplished this, this, and this areas. And I failed, ultimately, in these areas. And I looked at my life bigadol. I looked at my life in a panoramic view. And I said, how do I advance myself as an individual? I need to move Shmuel Silber to a different level. I don't want another year of mediocrity. I don't want another year of getting by. I don't want another year of just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. I want to be excellent. I want to be great. I want to be beautiful. I want to be holy. As I looked at my life as a whole, that's Rosh Hashanah. That's Yom Kippur. How do I advance myself in totality? Hoshana Rabbah is different. Hoshana Rabbah is the Yom Yehesh Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is the day where I say to myself, you know what? Yom Kippur is over. And to be honest, I realize that all of those things that I wanted to do on Yom Kippur, that I said I was going to do on Yom Kippur, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So maybe what I just need to do is start myself with something small. Just get the good momentum going. Because sometimes in life, the secret to change is not something magnanimous, magnificent, or gigantic. Sometimes it's even just a Ramein Yehesh Merabah. Sometimes it's even just something small. Sometimes it's even about, say, just taking upon ourselves a little Kabbalah. Something small. I'm going to get to davening on time. In the cosmic scheme of things, it's small. I'm not going to talk during Kaddish. It's small. I'm going to be careful the way I speak to my wife, even when I've had a bad day. It's small. I'm going to give a little bit of extra tzedakah. It's whatever it is, you fill in the blank. These are all things that are within the Amen Yehesh Meiraba category. They're within that rubric, they're within those framework of things that are they life-altering? Are they life-changing? Is Otzko writing my biography because I got to shul on time? No. But the Ribono Shel Olam absolutely is recording it in my biography. And if I make sure that when things are tense on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tiv, I am the one who makes Shalom, or if my wife says something that I don't like, I go ahead and I go out of my way to keep Shalom in the home, or when my friend says something or does something that I don't like, I go ahead and I say, you know what, it's not worth the machlokes. Then I will say, those are Amen Yehesh Rabbah things. You're right, it's not going to make me a tzaddik. It's not going to make me a goon. It's not going to allow me to accomplish the things I pledged to myself on Yom Kippur or on Rosh Hashanah. But it falls into that beautiful category of smaller little things. Because those are the things today. You know what I'm saying? You know why Hoshana Rabbah is not mentioned in the Torah? Because only big days are mentioned in the Torah. Only big days where you got to think big. You got to think cathartically. You have to take upon yourself big kabbalas. Those are the days that are mentioned in the Torah. Hoshana Rabbah is a day of little things. Hoshana Rabbah is a day of little kabbalas. Hoshana Rabbah is a day of Amen Yehesh Merab. And Rabbah said, this is our avod on this day. On this day of Chasim Masadin, when the din is judged, the Ribono Shel Olam is not looking for big, great, dramatic things from us. He's just looking for an Amen Yehesh Merab from us. He's just looking for little things from us. And those are the little things that Rabbah said, when they combine, form a beautiful, beautiful tapestry of a magnificent and holy life. Those are the little things that weigh down the scale. Those are the little things that make such a beautiful difference. So we should be zocher, I was saying. We should be zocher, Mir Tz Hashem. for a beautiful year. Shebi zochem yirtzeh Hashem to be inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim. You know, this is what we asked for in the Yirat Zon, right by the Chibut Arava, right before, right after we struck the Arava. We just want to be inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim because we know at the end of the day that that's the request we want more than anything, and we know, Rachmana Litzlan, that it's not granted to everyone. Ribbono Shel Olam, inscribe us in the Sefer HaChayim. And I haven't forgotten about my Kabbalahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I haven't forgotten about those. I'm still going to become that person that I promised you I would become at Ne'ilah. I'm still going to become that person that I promised you I'd call Nidre. I just realized I have to start a little bit smaller. So we're going to maximize my Hoshana Rabbah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start with the little things. Those little things, I'm going to make a bosai. Today is the day to make smaller Kabbalahs, to take smaller things upon ourselves, to take upon ourselves to fix the smaller things that are in a state of disrepair. But those smaller things add up. Those smaller things tilt the scale. And halavai in the zechus of those smaller things, may we, together with our mishpachos, together with all of Klal Yisrael, be nechtov and be nechtom in the Sefer HaChayim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally see fit, not just to give us a year of Chayim, not just to give us a year of life, but to give us a year of Geula, to give us a year of redemption, to give us a year of Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, to give us a year of Macha Hashem Dima Mi'al Koponim, to give us a year of Sason V'Simcha, to allow this to be the last Hoshana Rabbah that we ever have to celebrate in Chutz La'aretz, to allow us to be a year of Bayis Shlishi, of Moshiach, of Geula B'mhira B'Yameinu. Amen. Oh, yeah, right after Shema.